You're listening to SBS News.
The easing restrictions in certain parts of Australia come as health officials record the rate of virus cases in the country is falling. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the country has seen a sustained flattening of the infection curve.
We have now had an average increase in case numbers of less than 1% for 15 consecutive days, and an average increase in case numbers of less than 0.5% for 7 consecutive days. All of these things mean we are doing well as a nation, but we haven't won yet.
Western Australia is carefully relaxing some of its coronavirus restrictions. Gatherings of up to 10 people for indoor and outdoor non-work gatherings will be allowed, provided travel restrictions and social distancing measures continue to be adhered to. The move is a relaxation of Stage 3 restrictions. Premier Mark McGowan says it will encourage family and friends to stay connected after weeks of isolation, especially for elderly people.
The changes announced today are sensible and reasonable and are designed to provide some relief for West Australians. They are low risk but deliver high social benefits. West Australians have done such a great job so far. Although these changes are small, I hope they will be of some benefit.
From Monday, residents will also be able to conduct non-contact recreational activities, including picnics, fishing, boating, hiking and camping. Outdoor personal training will also resume for up to 10 people, but participants are not permitted to share equipment. However, public exercise areas such as playgrounds and outdoor gyms will remain closed. 10 people will be allowed at weddings, while the 10-person limit remains unchanged for funerals. A boost will also be given to the housing market, with open homes and display villages permitted for housing sales. Despite the changes, Mr. McGowan says the risk from the coronavirus remains serious.
Our active cases continue to decline as more and more West Australians recover from the disease. It's very encouraging, but no one should be getting complacent. The threat of COVID-19 is still real.
Meanwhile, some restrictions will be easing in Queensland from midnight on Friday. Recreational activities including drives, jet ski rides, motorbike rides and family picnics will be permitted to go ahead. National parks will also reopen, although day use areas and toilets will remain shut for the time being. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says shopping for non-essential items will be permitted.
You'll now be able to go to get a pair of shoes or to get a new shirt. But once again, we don't want you spending hours in those shopping areas. It's about making your list and going there, getting what you need and then coming home.
However, Queenslanders will have to abide by several conditions to ensure the loosening of restrictions does not worsen the outbreak. Residents can only travel 50 kilometres from their homes to prevent large-scale movements of people, with borders remaining closed. Hygiene and social distancing precautions must still be followed, and people will only be able to gather with members of their household. Ms. Palaszczuk commended Queenslanders for their compliance so far, but warns there will be consequences if the rules are ignored.
And can I say this is a very small step? And it's one that we really need the public to 100% cooperate with, because if we do see mass gatherings, I will not hesitate to clamp back down.
Concerns are being raised in New South Wales, where large numbers of people flocked to beaches over the Anzac Day weekend. Despite beaches in the Randwick Council area only opening between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m, visitors crowded the sands of Coogee, Maroubra and Cloverleigh. The exercise-only rule and fencing around the beaches did little to stop people ignoring social distancing rules. Health Minister Brad Hazzard condemns the behaviour, saying councils are trying to do the right thing.
We know that to keep safe, we have to have social distancing. So I think the council's having a very tough time as a result of some selfish individuals who think that beaches are their own personal backyard, as I heard someone say. Well, sorry, no, they're not. They're actually a place that we all share, and we have to share it safely.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.